And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. When we reflect upon our lives, we reminisce, remember, and relate. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, Kathy McClelland talks about her love of literature, her father as a doctor, and life after her parents' sudden divorce. She is speaking here with her daughter-in-law, Christina McClelland.
I lived with my mom. My dad, who was a very generous, very loving, very mild-mannered man, didn't exactly know what to do with us. He knew that he wanted to come pick us up on the weekends and do something with us. But I think out of desperation more than anything else, he needed a place to take us. And so he had a cabin built up on Lake Burton in 1958. And the lake was so unpopulated at that time that they took him around in a fishing boat and just said, pick a spot. Just pick any spot you want, and that's where we'll build. And so he chose a little cove in the middle of the lake that faced the mountains and where the sun set. And being a poet at heart, he felt like the setting sun was always an inspiration. I can remember my dad would always have coats with big pockets on them. And if you ever reached your hand into his pocket, he'd have a few mints floating around in there, but wads of pieces of paper where he would be driving and jot down a thought for a poem or a line that he just loved, and he'd write it down at a stoplight and shove it in his pocket. Heaven only knows if he ever used all of those to put things together, but did end up getting three books of poetry published, and he became poet laureate in 1974. I remember what a feather in his cap that was for him. He'd written poetry for so many years, had so many patients who bought his books, and everybody just loved him. And knowing that I had an interest in literature and poetry, he would take me, even as a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old, to the Atlanta Writers Club with him on Sunday for their teas and introduce me to other writers in Atlanta. They would all read their work. They encouraged me to write my own work. And when I graduated from high school, everybody else I knew was getting cars and, you know, trips to Europe and whatever. I did not get any of those. What I did get was the Random House Dictionary of the English Language, the unabridged version, which was about a foot thick. And the inscription in the front said, "To Kathy, knowing she shares with me the joy of words. Love, Dad." I don't feel that I knew him as well as I would have had we lived together, you know, all through my growing up years. I got to see a more public side of him maybe than the private side, but I think we understood each other. You know, I think that I would definitely have to say that my love of reading, my love of books, my love of poetry all comes from my dad. I loved him very much.
That was Kathy McClelland, a librarian remembering her father, former Georgia Poet Laureate John R. Lewis. To hear Kathy reading some of her father's poetry, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps. This story was produced locally by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the Atlanta StoryCorps booth.